Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Boy, some just mind-blowing content from Jeff Snyder, Mike Green, and Emil Kalinowski. They pointed out that the options market for the Eurodollar futures is predicting, potentially predicting, that we will have negative interest rates. You heard me correct. Negative interest rates. So as the market is predicting that the Fed is going to raise rates, we're talking about Fed funds, to who knows, 2%, 3%, 4% and higher, the options on euro dollar futures are saying, oh, no, 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 no. We might go up for a while, but maybe in late 2022, 2023, we will have negative Fed funds rate. Let's get right into it. I want to go to this podcast from my good buddies here. And this is on iTunes, just FYI, or it's right here on YouTube, obviously, on Emil's channel, and that's Emil Kalinowski. And I've got the specific part where they talk about the option prices exploding for basically buying a call option, predicting that, so at least I think it's, I don't really know how options work for euro dollar futures, but from what I can gather, basically the price for buying a call option, if rates go negative, well, I don't know if that would be a call or a put. I don't know what it is, but they'll explain a heck of a lot better than I will here. So let me get the mic down onto the computer and we'll play this for you guys. And now we'll go ahead.
That we should really hit on. One of the things that unless you're very, very closely watching the euro dollar or Fed funds market, you might not be aware of is just that the value of options that would pay off in the event that rates went negative in this next cycle.
This one's negative.
Those are still negative, right? Those are exploding in value at the same time that the perceived certainty of the Fed hiking is rising.
I mean, that's the ultimate tail risk hedge, right? I mean, it's the far left end of the tail.
Yeah, that literally is basically a bet that the Fed is going to completely throw in the towel and say, you know what, just everybody, you know, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car, right?
We're going Oprah here.
Welcome to the Jerome Powell Oprah show, right?
There you go. So as they said, let me get back to the screen. Okay. So if you didn't catch that, they said that the options are exploding in price that would predict or that would pay off if the Fed funds rate goes negative. That's exactly what they're saying. Now, I don't know. I'm not smart enough. I don't know options well enough to know whether that's puts or calls. I don't know. But the bottom line is the options market on Eurodollar futures, which I would imagine is the smart money. They are predicting, or a lot of them are predicting, or there's an indicator that they believe the probability of the Fed taking rates negative is increasing tremendously. Why? Because the price of those options are going through the roof. So now let's go over to a chart that Josh sent me. And this is from the Atlanta Fed. This is a market probability tracker. And I think this is extremely interesting. I didn't know they had this. I just knew the Atlanta Fed put out that GDP Now, I think it is, report. But let's check this out. This tool estimates the market implied probability of various ranges for 3-month average Fed funds rate. So I basically LIBOR here. Our methodology uses data on 3-month euro dollar futures, options on 3-month euro futures from Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the CME, 3-month LIBOR Fed funds basis swap spreads expiring in 12 months, and the Treasury yield curve. So what they were talking about, Emil, Jeff, and Mike, were options on three-month euro-dollar futures. And I guess this is in the CME here. So let's go down to their chart that takes all of those data points and kind of crunches them into an algorithm, a predictive algorithm. And they are showing, of course, now that we're at 25 to 50 basis points after the last Fed hike. And moving out 3 months here, looking at, or maybe a little, I guess this might have been a, I'm not sure when they updated this, but they're saying that the probability is most high that in June, by June 13th, where they're looking at rates being 146 basis points. So that would be basically 1.5%. So, and then their range is relatively narrow, between 1.59 and 1, between 159 basis points and 136 basis points. I guess that's the best way to say it. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. But I think what's fascinating is if you go out to the middle of 2023, so about a year from now, maybe a year and 3 months, then we start to roll over. The Fed stops raising rates. So this would imply that this is the point at which this predictive indicator is saying, okay, the Fed will break the market, or the Fed's most likely will have broken the market, call it a year or so, with the rate hikes. And now on the low side, it looks like that could happen maybe a little earlier, not too much. But then it's predicting on the low side, especially that they start lowering rates and they go straight down. See, this is where I think, I don't know what they're doing here, because if they lower rates, guys, in my opinion, they're not going to lower it to, they're not going to lower by 25 basis points. Because I think that if they stop, the only reason they're going to stop, especially if they only stop at, 200 basis points, looking at the low end of the graph or the chart here, or the low end of the range, that means that the stock market's crashing. And if the stock market's crashing, I don't think they just say, okay, let's just hold off till the next meeting. I think they come in and they say, oh, we're going from 200 basis points. We're going from 2% right back down to zero. But this isn't my idea. This isn't my base case. We're talking about the Atlanta Fed here and their algorithm. So they're saying at the low end of the range that in the middle of next year, Fed starts to lower rates, and they continue to lower rates all the way down until we pretty much get to, 100 basis points or so. And this is in the middle of 2025. Now, if you remember the euro dollar future curve that is inverted, I've mentioned this on several videos. I got this from Jeff Snyder's blog at Alhambra, their website. It actually inverts right in 2024. I remember that well because it was right around the time of the next election in the United States. And it was inverted, I think, all the way through 2026. So this would make a lot of sense, other than I think these rate cuts, if we see them, they're going to happen a lot faster. So again, here, what we are looking at is even the Atlanta Fed is acknowledging that they're most likely only going to be able to continue to increase rates into the middle of 2023 before they either pause, if you're looking at this middle of the range, or they start to go lower and decrease rates if you're looking at the bottom of the range. And then we couple that with obviously the yield curve inverting, the treasury yield curve, the twos and tens. And you've got kind of this bombshell that I didn't know about until I listened to the podcast yesterday from Mike Green, saying that the options on the Eurodollar futures, the price of the options that would pay off if rates go negative. So now here we're back to the Fed funds predicting it's at 1 basis point or 100 basis points. The options saying that, oh, no, 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 they're not going to be at 100 basis points. They're going to be at negative 100 basis points, not negative 100, but they're going to be at negative 50 basis points. Those options are, the price is exploding higher, meaning the demand is increasing significantly, which tells you the smart money is saying the probability of Jerome Powell taking rates negative, or whomever is it at the Fed in 2024, is getting higher and higher and higher. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism, and we'll see you in the next video.